pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
God bless you and greetings in an all-powerful, blessing, and healing name of Jesus Christ. Well, this is J.L. Broadnax, Senior Pastor of the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located right here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. The address is 4210 South MacArthur Drive. That's 4210 South MacArthur Drive. And I want to give you a personal invite to come and worship with us this coming Sunday morning, 10:30 a.m. Yes, all roads, all streets will be leading right here to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. I'll tell you what, I'm just excited about what the Lord Jesus Christ is doing through this miracle working prayer blessing ministry. You know, I have seen Jesus through this prayer blessing ministry raise individuals up off of their bed of affliction and heal them from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I have seen God through prayer and through this prophetic teaching ministry take people from working on jobs to now owning their own business. Yes, beloved child of God, they are now entrepreneurs. You got to understand, this word of God is real, and I believe the word of God. And Jesus told us in that St. John 10:10, he said, I come that the child of God have life, that you have life, and that you have it more abundantly. Now, why should you sell it for less when God wants you to have more? And I want you to get ready to get your Bible, your pen, and your notepad and meet us here in this divine worship service this coming Sunday morning. I'm reading from the Word of God here in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I'm going to start around verse 4. She said, now there are diversities gifts that the same Spirit, and there are different administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, and to another the working of miracles, and to another prophecy, and to another discerning of spirits, and to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all of these work that the one in the selfsame Spirit divide into every man severally as he will. Listen to me very carefully. The gift of miracles, yes, the gift of faith, those are two strong gifts that works in my life and in my ministry. That gift of faith, the gift of miracles and prophecy. And that's why you hear people on this broadcast testifying and bragging on God. It's not because of James Broadnax. No, it's because of the gift of miracles that works through me through the Holy Ghost. You see, so I believe that there are many of you listening to me right now, and the devil is just doing everything he can to get you to that doubting place in life, that you just doubt and you don't believe that God still works miracles. You don't believe that God is still in the healing business. You know, you just get to that point, you see, hanging around negative-minded people. And I'm going to tell you something here. I'm not attracted to negative-minded people. The negative-minded people, they are not attracted to me, you see. But those positive-minded people, those success-minded people, those prosperity-minded people, those gospel-believing-minded people, oh, yeah, we can connect, you see. Because we believe this word of God, and we believe what the word says. See, I believe that Job 36, verse 11, which says, if you obey and serve God, you should spend your days, hear me, not a day, your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Now, I want you to understand, when you hear James Broadnax use the word prosperity, I'm not just talking about money. Prosperity covers every area of your life. Listen, it covers your family. It covers your health. It covers everything. And that's why the Bible says in 3 John 2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Listen to me very carefully. I believe that if you use your faith on the promises of God and stand on that word of God and let the devil know I am what God says I am, I can have everything that God says I can have, and I can do everything that God says I can do. And I believe if you stand on that word of faith, your life, your environment, everything about you will begin to take shape and line up with the promises of God. You know, Isaiah 1 and verse 19, this is what the Bible says. If you, child of God, be willing and obedient, you should eat the good of this land. Oh, no, it's not the will of God for a child of God to be struggling all the days of their life. It's not the will of God for the child of God to be living from check to check. You know, it's not the will of God for the child of God to be robbing Peter and dodging Paul and sometime ain't nobody getting paid at all. That is not God's will for a born-again believer. But you know, Hosea told us the problem in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. This is what he said. He said, God said, my people. He didn't say that devil and his crowd. No, God said, my people, they are destroyed, read it, for a lack of knowledge, which they just don't know, you see, but they are destroyed. In other words, what they don't know is destroying them. And then he said, but there's another group, they are rejecting the knowledge of God. And God said, because they have rejected my knowledge, I would also reject them. I'm telling you, child of God, I can help you get better if you want to get better. You see, I believe in spiritual living. I didn't say religious living. I believe in spiritual living. Spiritual living, let me tell you something here, it jumps over religious living. And spiritual living calls you to look at yourself. You see, you take a look at the man in the mirror. You stop looking and finding fault with other folk. You start working on you. Every day I tell myself, James Broadnax, you're getting better. And I tell people all the time, I'm just trying to get better. And the reason I am trying to get better, because I want to help other people get better. Listen to me very carefully. I want to pray for you that's in that stuck place. I want to pray for you that seem like that devil got you on a downward spiral. I want to pray for you today that seem as though you just cannot get a break financially. I want to pray for you today that you're suffering and you're aching and you're paining in your body, swollen legs, swollen knees, lower back pain, migraine headaches, that the Tylenol won't make go away. Listen to me here. Let's touch that situation with the power of prayer. And I know what prayer can do. Prayer can heal you everywhere that you hurt. But listen to me, my dear friend. And the reason I believe that, because of the nine gifts of the Spirit, you see. The Holy Ghost works this. The Holy Ghost performed this. And you see the gifts of faith. You know, that's that gift of faith that I can speak and call things that be not as though they were. See, you got to unmute your faith and begin to speak that word of God. Unmute, begin to speak that word of God. Begin to call the things that be not as though they were. And if you speak it in faith, what do you mean speaking it in faith? If you speak it with the spirit of faith, that means you believe it in your heart and you speak it with your mouth. And guess what? It manifests. Now, listen to me very carefully. I know I can help you if you let me. But today I am in this prayer chamber. I am ready to conduct spiritual warfare. Yes, I'm ready to pray. And the devil is going to take his hands off of your child, off of your son, off of your marriage. We're going to touch and agree today, and God's going to release that supernatural financial miracle that you need in your life. And all of your brothers, you know, that's locked behind prison bars, and many of you, I'm not going to call your name on the air, but I want you to know that I am receiving your letters, and I'm praying over your letters, and I will respond to your letters. Yes, I want to thank God for your listening. It's a blessing that radio can penetrate behind prison bars. Oh, it's a blessing that those that are have made mistakes and, you know, and they serving their time for their mistakes. But I do know one thing. God is the God not only of a second chance. God is a God of many chances. And brother, God's going to change the situation, and I believe there are many of you listening to me. God's going to bring you from behind those prison bars, and you're going to have a new outlook on life, and you're going to come, and you're going to be productive in your community. You're going to serve and love people and help people. I just feel a move of God getting ready to happen here in Alexandria, Pineville, and Bars, and Simsport, and Evergreen. I feel a move of God. Villeplaque, Mamou, Lafayette, Rain, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. I feel a move of God here in this region. And I'm talking about moving in power, moving in that anointing. We ain't talking about just having church and, oh, no, We talking about power. We talking about the anointing that changed people's life, the anointing that caused you to say, you know what, I don't need a crack pipe any longer. That anointing that will turn that man around and he be faithful to one woman and say, I'm not no longer a homemonger. I'm talking about an anointing that will take that lying tongue out of your mouth. Listen, I sense a move of God here in this region. And I believe there are people, you are called into ministry, but you're stuck. You're just sitting somewhere clapping for somebody else. And God wants you to be in this vineyard working and saving souls and being that powerful witness and traveling across this country as an evangelist. There are many of you here. And I believe that I'm back here to help you to birth your ministry, to help you to get to that next level in your ministry. See, you're not listening at a novice. I have traveled this country, and I still travel this country. And I tell you, I preach white churches, black churches, all kind of churches, Jamaican churches. And let me tell you something here. I go to all different culture of people. So you're not just listening to somebody blowing hot air. No, you're listening to a man that know how to help through that word of God. Now listen, I'm in this prayer room, and I want you to call me today. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about your situation. Let's talk about your problem. You ain't gonna hear it all over town. It's just gonna be between me and you, God, Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Now, that number that you're going to dial right now is 318-466-2001. But remember this, I can only talk, pray, prophesy, and help one person at a time. So if you call, you just keep dialing. You just keep dialing. You just keep dialing. You just keep dialing. And you're going to get me. And we're going to help you. And we're going to talk about the situation. Do you want God to save your marriage? Do you want God to bring restoration to that marriage? Listen to me. You're not going to lose anything. We're going to pray a prayer today that's going to save everything. All I need you to do is write the number down and call me now. And that number is 318-466-2001. 318-466-2001. I got to go, but I'm by the telephone. Hey, and I'm waiting on your call.
You've been listening to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with Pastor James Broadnax. The church is